Air Force One lands for a recent campaign rally in Pennsylvania, a key battleground state in the 2020 election that President Trump narrowly won in 2016. Trump sees the strong U.S. economy as his number one advantage heading into next year's campaign.
Politics is a crazy world, but when you have the best employment numbers in history, when you have the best unemployment numbers in history, when you have the best economy probably that we've ever had, I don't know, how the hell do you lose this election, right?
A new TV ad by the Trump campaign, released on the eve of his re-election kickoff, reminds voters of his accomplishments.
And we will make America great again. Thank you.
Trump officially launches his re-election bid Tuesday in Florida and appears eager to take on whomever emerges from a crowded field of Democratic presidential contenders.
Vice President Joe Biden.
At the moment, former Vice President Joe Biden is the Democratic frontrunner with a sharp focus on criticizing Trump.
He's a threat, in my view, a threat to our core values. 4 years of Donald Trump will be viewed as an aberration in American history. 8 years will fundamentally change who we are as a nation and how we're viewed around the world.
Recent national and state polls have given Biden and several other Democrats an advantage in theoretical head-to-head matchups with the president. Trump also dismissed his own internal polling that showed him trailing Biden and some of the other Democrats in key states, often by wide margins. Presidential polls this early can be unreliable, according to ABC News contributor Matt Dowd.
As we saw in 2016's polls, and the race can change suddenly. I think the president would be behooved to admit reality and to say he's behind and he hasn't been reaching out enough. But Democrats would also be, it's important for Democrats to understand, polls can change suddenly, polls can change, and they don't often indicate where the American public is.
Despite the strong economy, Trump's approval rating is weak by historical standards, and it has remained consistently low for most of his presidency, says Larry Sabato.
If we simply restrict ourselves to public polls, then you could really say nothing's changed. Donald Trump has been in the upper 30s, low to mid 40s in virtually every survey during his entire presidency.
The polling suggests that while Trump has largely kept his political base happy, he will need to find a way to broaden his support if he wants to bolster his chances for 2020. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.